you put your seat back.
Oh.
Excuse me. Can I get another one of those, please?
I'm sorry, sir. We'll be landing in 20 minutes.
Well, 20 minutes is a long time.
How about a newspaper instead? And if you could buckle your seatbelt, sir?
Hey, it's me. I just read.
You have everything you need?
Nope. But I made the best out of what we have.
Bernard and Jen?
They're both excellent shots and highly motivated.
The dynamite's in place, we won't miss. Jack, no matter what happens here, I want you to keep moving. Keep moving for that radio tower. Don't turn back for any reason. I'm willing to give my life if it means securing rescue. But I'm not giving it up for nothing. You understand?
Yeah. I understand.
Good luck.
You too.
told you that I'd help you with your SOS sign? Would you change your mind?
No, ma'am.
I want you to say it again.
Rose?
Say it, Bernard.
I am a dentist. I am not Rambo.
And don't you forget it.
Charlie's going to be fine.
Yeah. Of course he is.
Jackie, 옆에서 떨어지지 말고. 지금 꼭 쉬어라.
지은 씨. 왜 이러는 거예요?
Question.
Sure.
What did you do for a living before you became Moses?
I was a doctor.
Right, of course you were. Well, I need your attention for a minute, Doctor. Is she okay?
Why wouldn't she be?
Because none of your people trust her. No offense.
Now, why don't you catch up to me when you're done?
Juliet.
It's fine.
So, I need to show you how this wonderful gadget works in case anything happens to me. You need to be able to call my boat.
Okay, show me.
It's actually simple. Turn her on here. This opens a direct channel to the freighter. Give her a tap here, wait for the beep, and say hello.
That's it?
That's it. Once the Rockstar turns off whatever underwater contraption's jamming us up, this red light will turn a lovely shade of green. That'll be any time now, yeah?
Hopefully.
Who are you?
Look, if you tell us how you got down here, we won't hurt you.
I came in my invisible submarine. Don't you see it?
Hey!
Take it easy.
Take it easy. He's one of them. Why are you here,
huh?
How did you find out about this station?
Juliet told us. She's one of us now. In case you haven't heard.
Stop! We gotta call Ben.
Yeah. Let's call Ben.
Come on.
Inside a room full of equipment. There's a blinking yellow light above a switch. You flick the switch, light goes off, and you drown.
Hello?
It's Bonnie. Ben, are you there? Can you hear me, Ben?
Why are you breaking radio silence?
One of them's down here.
I'm sorry, what?
We have tied up, but he's here. One of them swam down here.
Who?
Which one?
He won't tell us.
Charlie!
Thomas said hi! How does he know about the station?
He said Juliet told them.
All right, sit tight. Don't do anything. I'm sending help. Mikhail, you need to go down to the Looking Glass and find out what Charlie Pace is doing down there.
You told us the Looking Glass was inoperable. Flooded.
I lied. Mikhail, I need you to go now.
I can be there by dawn. But if Juliet told them about the Looking Glass, what else did she tell them?
Ryan, come in. Ryan, are you there?
Your walkie's all off?
Yes, sir.
Did you get a good look?
The tents are marked with white coral, three of them. Juliet did her job.
All right, let's do this.
Please, God.
Get away from me! Move, move! Daylight! I got your man! Drop your weapon! Get your man! It's over!
Don't. I think we're off the trigger.
There was supposed to be three explosions. It didn't work.
There you go. Good as new.
Thanks.
The news people are waiting for you outside. You being a hero and all.
Right. The woman. How is she?
She's been stabilized. Thank God you were on that bridge.
Right.
Sorry, no visitors in the ER.
It's okay. We used to be married.
Come on in. What happened?
It's a car accident.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you drinking again?
No.
Are you Jack?
No. Why did you come down here, Sarah?
I'm still listed as your emergency contact. What were you doing driving around at 2:00 in the morning?
Maybe you could give me a lift home.
I don't think that would be appropriate.
Well, thanks for coming down, sir.
Explosions.
Maybe they didn't have to blow the third tent.
But those gunshots, what was that?
He's okay, Rose.
Do you believe that?
Listen, they had no idea that we were waiting for them. And Saeed's with your husbands. They're going to be fine, and they're going to be a couple hours behind us.
Then we should wait for them here. You go
no.
on, I...
No one gets left behind.
If you say live together, die alone to me, Jack, I'm going to punch you in your face.
Fair enough, Rose. Fair enough. But we have a plan. And for all we know, it worked. It's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be all right. Let's just keep moving, okay?
I'm going to ask you this one more time. Why are you here?
I'm here to turn off your jamming equipment. It's in there, next to the flashing yellow light.
How'd you know about that?
I know, because I know. Whatever you ladies do to me, I'm going to turn it off.
You are, huh?
Most definitely am.
So what's the code?
What?
Oh, Charlie, if you're going to turn off the jamming equipment, you're going to need the code. And only 3 people know it. Me, her, and Ben.
Well, guess I won't need the code. Since this entire station is going to be flooded anyway. Now just turn off your little jammer and the helicopters come and rescue all my friends.
But if this station floods, what happens to you?
I die. What?
They're all dead. Diane, Ivan, all of them dead. It's Shepard and his people. They're gone.
Gone, gone. Where?
I don't know. Did you hear me? They killed 7 of our...
Tom, calm down and tell them the good news.
What good news?
We caught 3 of them. The ones who stayed behind to blow up the tents. Ben, they knew we were coming.
It was Juliet. She betrayed us.
What?
Just figure out where she is, Tom.
Get up. Okay, Junior. Where the hell did...
They're not talking.
Who do you have?
Gerard, Quan, and the dentist.
Shoot Quan.
What?
To
answer questions, kill Quan.
Do it now.
Chiyoga na torajira.
I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it's lovely.
No, wait, no.
No talk.
No, please.
Talk to me. Nobody will get hurt. Now tell me where your people are.
He's lying. He's going to kill us all.
Where are they?
Sayonara.
The radio tower. They're hiking to a radio tower.
Why in the hell are they going there?
A woman parachuted here.
She has a satellite phone and they're going to call her ship.
Julia thought we were coming tomorrow. So why were they waiting for us tonight?
You heard them. How'd you know?
A kid.
Told us he came in a canoe. And he warned us.
What kid?
Carl. He said his name was Carl.
You heard that, Ben? Ben!
I heard.
Kill him?
No. Not yet.
We're going to the radio tower.
Not we, Richard. Me. You're going to take everyone to the temple as planned.
Now might not be the best time to go tromping off on your own.
Oh, really? And why not?
Because people are asking questions, Ben. About leaving home. About what happened to Locke.
About Jacob.
Not to mention the rapidly spreading rumor that everyone who went down to the beach is dead.
They're not all dead.
Where are you going?
Hello, Alex.
I asked where you were going.
Well, I thought I might go for a walk. See if I can't find Jack and all his friends.
I'm coming with you.
All right. I said, all right. In fact, I think it's a good idea. I mean, you do want to see Carl again, don't you? Get your pack. I'm leaving in 10 minutes.
There's 40 of them. And you're alone. They're going to do whatever it takes to get off the island. What do you think's going to happen when you get there?
I'm going to talk them out of it.
Something's wrong.
Lots of things are wrong, Kate.
Jin, Bernard, Saeed, they should have caught up to us by now. I want to go back to make sure they're all right.
Of course you do.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means, Kate, there's always someone to go back for.
What's the matter with you?
No.
Nothing.
I'm fine.
Why don't you just tell me what happened?
What'd you do that for?
To wake you up. Ever since you got that tape from Locke, it's like you've been sleepwalking. You don't care about our friends, fine, but it's like you don't care about anything anymore. And since when did you start calling me Kate? You know, I sent Juliet's check out, son. Well, she was there to check and see if I'm pregnant, too.
Well, let's hope you're not. The light's still red?
You're right.
Not for long if you don't get out of here. Hide there. Hide. There's people in there. Quick, hide. Go. Hide.
Who's it talking to?
Who
are you talking to?
I don't talk to anyone, I'm just singing.
You all, everybody. Shut up.
Right, okay. You got it.
Come on.
Can I help you?
Just checking her chart.
I'm sorry, I'm Dr. Hamill. Rob, the new chief of surgery. I don't think we've met yet.
Jack Shepard.
Dr. Shepard, the hero. Twice over. You all right? After last night, I'm surprised you'd even want to come in. Talk about right place, right time, huh? This woman is very lucky you were there.
She was lucky she wouldn't have a fractured back that was impinging upon her spinal cord. I'd like to operate first thing in the morning.
You want to operate?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Jack, but this isn't your patient. And we are well aware of the issues. Gary Naylor is doing the surgery at 6 a.m.
With all due respect, Dr. Hamill, I'd rather do it myself.
Jack, last night, you pulled this woman's 8-year-old son out of a flaming car. Then you went back for her. I think you've done enough.
I want to do this surgery.
Look, everything's under control here. She'll be fine. Go home. Have a drink. You deserve it. Chart, please, Jack.
Call me. I want to know what happens.
I'm going back.
What?
I'm going back to the beach.
No way. We keep moving.
I ain't asking permission.
Look, you got a job to do here. I ain't gonna stand in your way of doing it. But you sure as hell don't need me. What do you think you're gonna get done? Alone and unarmed?
He won't be alone. I'll go with him.
No.
Minutes ago, you weren't even interested in going, and now all of a sudden you're telling Jack that
I didn't want to go with you. Sawyer, it's a suicide mission without guns.
I know where there are some guns. There's a hidden cache a couple of miles from here. I can take us back to the beach and a route past it.
Juliet, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, Jack, I kind of do.
Let's do this. Don't do anything stupid.
I won't if you won't. wait out.
Last of the aliens.
I told you to shut up.
You know, you get a tune stuck in your head. This song just started coming to me. It's almost finished. Just need to find the bridge.
Get the spear gun. What? Why?
Because I want it to hurt.
No. Ben said
you don't want to get it?
I will. Bonnie.
Oi. No, I'll shut up.
Mikhail?
I thought you two were on assignment in Canada.
He made his promise not to tell anyone.
Hello again.
Where is the other one?
What?
This idiot swam down from a boat. I was just shooting at his friend. He dove down here.
He's alone.
Are you sure about that?
Here's a bad question to ask, Cyclops. Why did your little friend Ben tell you people that this entire station was flooded when it isn't? Or why these two have been jamming transmissions off the island?
What? Is that true?
That's Ben.
I get it.
You have to understand, everything I did for the island.
The island told you it was necessary for you to jam your own people.
Yes, it did. You've always been a loyalist, Mikhail. Now I'm asking you to trust me.
To trust Jacob, who told me to do that.
Why would Jacob ask you to lie to your own people?
Because this island is under assault by forces stronger than anything it's had to deal with in many, many years. And we are meant to protect it, Mikhail, by any means necessary. The jamming was for everyone's security. We are in a serious situation here.
So why not trust me?
I made a mistake. I should have told you, and I apologize. Mikhail, are you still there?
Yes.
I need you to help me. I need you to help me clean up this mess that I've made. I need you to kill Charlie.
Make sure that the jamming mechanism continues to function at all costs.
And we can't risk Greta and Bonnie telling the others about what we've done, so you'll have to take care of them, too.
How do I know you didn't say the same thing to them about me?
Because if I had, Mikhail, you'd already be dead.
So, when you pulled us out of those polar bear cages and put us on the Chang Gang, what the hell did you have us breaking all those rocks for, anyway?
We're building a runway.
Runway? For what?
The aliens. I don't know what for. Do you think they told me everything?
Yeah, whatever you say. So, you screwing Jack yet?
No. Are you?
How far away are these guns?
There aren't any guns.
What?
I lied.
You lied.
It was the only way he'd let us go back.
So why are you going back?
Karma. Why are you going back, James?
Hey! Hey, guys, wait up! What the hell do you want?
I'm coming with you guys.
Uh-uh. No way, not a chance.
Come on, I can help. They're my friends too, man. If Charlie would let me go with him, and Jack's too busy leading to even talk to me. I just want to help, please.
God's sakes, Hugo, look at you. You're just going to get in the way. You want to get us killed? Come on.
If we head north, we should get to them before they reach the tower.
Why did you let me come?
I let you come because I'm delivering you to your new family. I let you come because you betrayed me, Alex.
You locked Carl in a cage. You put him in a room and tried to brainwash him.
I didn't want him to get you pregnant.
I suppose I overreacted. We better get going.
Ben, why do you have to stop them? Why won't you just let them leave?
Because I can't, Alex.
Get up, John.
He shot me and I can't move my legs.
You can move your legs. Now get out of the ditch, John.
Why?
Because you have work to do.
He didn't mean it, you know.
What?
Sawyer. When he said that he didn't want you to go with him, he didn't mean it.
He didn't mean it. Why'd he say it?
He's trying to protect you. That's why I asked you not to come back for me.
Hey. Why are you sticking up for Sawyer? He'd never do it for you.
Because I love you.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Sorry, I, actually, I came, Is the funeral over?
There was no funeral, sir, only a viewing. Nobody showed up.
Nobody? You sure?
Just you. My deepest condolences. Friend or family?
Neither.
Would you like me to open it up?
No. No.
Take your time.
Danielle. How much further?
About an hour.
The radio tower. When was the last time you were there?
The day I recorded the message. I'll take you to the tower. But I'm not leaving the island.
What?
There's no place for me back there. This is my home now.
Jack, we need to talk.
What did Ben say?
Can we kill him?
Is it possible to turn this equipment off?
What?
The equipment that's jamming the island. Can you turn it off?
Sure. Ben gave us the code.
You're the only ones who have it?
Yeah. Why?
What would happen if the station were to be flooded?
Nothing. The casing for the equipment is waterproof. It'll keep going forever.
Then why do you need to be here?
Because Ben told us to. We were following orders.
And you never asked why?
No. Because I trust him. And I trust Jacob. And the minute I start questioning orders, this whole thing, everything that we're doing here falls apart.
She makes an excellent point.
Please.
I'm sorry, Bun. I too am following orders.
No, Des, Des! Don't. We need her.
Hi, I'm Benjamin. I don't believe we've had the pleasure.
Don't talk to him!
What do you want?
Just a moment of your time. To talk, you and me, alone.
For what?
Jack, you've just killed 7 of my people. The least you can give me is 5 minutes.
I
alone?
There's only two sets of tracks, his and hers.
Five minutes.
I'm sorry, sir. There are no more refills left on this prescription.
That's a mistake. I only refilled it twice. Could you check again?
I did check it again, Dr. Shepard, and that was the third refill, so there's nothing I can do.
Fine. I've got another prescription right here.
Hey, I know you. You're the hero.
I'm not a hero.
Yeah, we saw it on TV.
Hey, lady,
what's wrong with you? Just give this guy whatever he needs. Do you know what he did?
Here it is. Here. Oxycodone.
Dr. Shepard, you can't write a prescription for yourself.
That's not me. That's Dr. Christian Shepard. I'm Dr. Jack Shepard. He's my father.
I'm going to have to call your father's office to confirm
this. He's out of town right now.
Well, I'm sure somebody in the office...
Don't bother.
Have a seat. Not so long ago, Jack, I made a decision that took the lives of over 40 people in a single day. I'm telling you this because history is about to repeat itself. Right here, right now.
Let me guess, you've got us surrounded. And if I don't do what you say, you're gonna kill all my people.
No, Jack. You are.
And how am I gonna do that, Ben?
The woman you're traveling with. The one who parachuted onto the island from a helicopter. She's not who she says she is.
She's not, huh?
No, she's not.
Then who is she?
She's a representative of some people who have been trying to find this island, Jack. She's one of the bad guys.
Oh. I almost forgot. You're the good guys.
Jack, listen to me. If you phone her boat, every single living person on this island will be killed. So here's what has to happen. Get that device. The phone she carries with her. And give it to me. I will turn around. We'll go back to my people. You will turn around and go back to your people.
I'm not going anywhere.
May I have my walkie back?
What?
There's something you need to hear. Please? Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Your plan killed 7 of my people. But the ones that you failed to kill are now holding your friends. Jin, Saeed, Bernard. At gunpoint.
Chad, don't give him any... Stop! Leave him alone! I said shut up!
And what's to stop me from snapping your neck?
Tom, unless you hear my voice, in 1 minute, shoot all 3 of them.
Got it.
Bring me the phone, Jack.
Don't negotiate.
40 seconds.
No. I'm getting them all off the island.
All of them! Let me ask you something, Jack. Why do you want to leave the island? What is it that you so desperately want to get back to? You have no one. Your father's dead, your wife left you, moved on with another man. Can you just not wait to get back to the hospital? Get back to fixing things? 20 seconds now. Just get me the phone, Jack.
No.
10 seconds. Bring me the phone.
No.
I'm not bluffing.
I won't
Five,
do it!
Four, three.
No.
I'm so sorry, Jack.
Tom, you there?
Yeah, Jack, I hear you.
I'm gonna leave my people up to the radio tower. And I'm gonna make a call. And I'm gonna get them all rescued. Every one of them. And then I'm gonna come find you. And I'm gonna kill you.
You have the opportunity to make Ben very, very angry. Why would you not take that?
Five, four, five.
What?
Eight, seven.
Is that a code?
Five, five, four, three.
Seven, hey, start again.
Seven, start
again.
Six.
Start from the beginning, Bonnie.
One, one.
Start from the beginning, Bonnie. Bonnie, start again. Bonnie, Bonnie. Wake up, wake up. Start again. Start again.
Good vibrations.
What?
Beach Boys. Good vibrations. On the keypad. Numbers. Their notes. It was programmed by a musician.
Tie him up. He's coming with us. This is your mother.
What happened? What'd he say?
It's not important right now. Just get everybody
Jack,
together.
Your knuckles. What happened?
He killed him. Bernard, Jin, Saeed, all three of them. He radioed the beach. And I let it happen. I had to let it happen. We can't tell Rose. Or son, not yet. We gotta keep moving. I promised Saeed that we would keep moving.
So why did you bring him back?
Thank you.
Why didn't you just kill him?
Because I want him to see it. I want him to experience the moment that we get off this island, and I want him to know that he failed.
An order, Tom. We had to follow it.
Ben doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He's lost it. I mean, look at what they did to us. Instead of putting three bullets in the damn sand, we should have killed him for real.
All they got left is three guys and four guns.
And all we've got, James, are two people and no guns.
So we'll wait till night.
Night isn't going to change the fact that we're unarmed. If you want to kill yourself, that's fine. But before you go,
shh.
Okay.
You hear that?
Okay. I give up.
That's for taking the kid off the raft. Duty was over. He surrendered. I didn't believe him.
What are you doing, Dr. Shepard?
I was just checking the Arlen charts. Just wanted to see how the operation went.
I left three messages on your voicemail. You didn't get them?
My phone's broken.
Let's go to my office, Jack.
What?
We need to have a talk. Come on.
You know, I know that you're new around here, so you don't know much about
me. I know enough. So let's just walk down to my
office. If you got something to say to me, you can say it to me. Right here.
Will you excuse us, please? Mrs. Arlen, the woman you saved, woke up in recovery about 2 hours ago. She was in some pain, but highly responsive to the reflex test and entirely lucid.
It's great.
But then she described the series of events that caused her accident. She says she was driving over the bridge when she saw a man standing on top of the railing, about to jump off. She was distracted and lost control of her car. She ran into the median, rolled over, and was hit by the van behind her. So the obvious question here, Jack, is
how did you get to that flaming car so fast? What were you doing on that bridge?
You know how many years I've worked at this hospital? Do you know anything about me? Do you have any idea what I've been through?
How much have you had to drink today, Jack?
Okay, I'll tell you what, you do this. You get my father down here. Get him down here right now. And if I'm drunker than he is, you can fire me.
Don't you look at me like that.
Don't you pity me.
I'm trying to help you.
You can't help me!
Jin and Saeed, they're with you?
Yeah, dude, I told you. I saved them all. Hey.
Here we are. We're almost up to the tower. Can we stay for there?
Yeah, I gotcha. We'll stay put until you, like, you know, going home.
What about Charlie? Did he make it back yet?
Not yet, but they're probably paddling home as we speak. Don't worry, I'm sure he's fine.
Dad, it's diving gear on those rocks, yeah?
Aye, there's plenty.
Why don't you take care of that? I'll tap out good vibrations.
All right, mate.
Hey, Jess.
Hi.
You have any flashes?
No, nothing.
Are you back here then?
Hi.
Charlie Pace, I'm a survivor of flight 815, Oceanic, flight 815.
Where are you?
We're on an island. We're alive.
An island? Well, where? What's the location?
I don't know. Who's this?
You said Desmond?
Yeah. He's here. He's with me.
Is he okay?
Did, brilliant. Hey, are you on the boat? Your boat? 80 miles offshore. Naomi, parachutist.
I'm not on a boat. Who's Naomi?
Matter?
I know, I think he's just a bit scared.
Hard to blame him.
What is it?
What's your boyfriend's name? The rock star who swam down to the station?
Charlie, what?
Charlie just got us rescued.
Jack! Jack, you did it! Your friend bloody well did it!
What?
The green light, it's on. The jamming stopped.
Use it then.
All right.
4, 4, 2.
Il est dehors. Il est dehors. Et Brennan a pris les clés.
What's this?
It's Rousseau's message. It's still blocking the signal.
It doesn't matter.
Ils sont morts.
We're here.
16 years ago, 3 days before you were born. I guess we don't need it anymore.
can't get a signal in here. I'm getting something.
It's gonna work. It's happening. We're gonna get off of this island.
We'll celebrate when we're home.
Jack! I know you think you're saving your people, but you need to stop this. It's a mistake. The mistake was listening to you. This will be your last chance, Jack. I'm telling you, making that call is the beginning of the end.
I've got it! I've got a signal!
Jack, please, you don't know what you're doing.
I know exactly what I'm doing.
Step back, Jack.
What did you do?
What I had to. Now step back. Stay away from the phone.
What are you doing, John?
I don't want to shoot you.
Do it, John. Shoot him. Do what you need.
Please, put the phone down.
No. You're done keeping me on this island.
I will kill you if I have to.
Then do it, John.
Jack.
Jack. You're not supposed to do this. Who is this?
Who is this?
My name's Jack Shepard. Are you on the boat, the freighter?
How'd you get this channel?
Naomi. Naomi told us about your search team, about the boat.
Naomi? You found her? Where is she? Who are you?
I'm one of the survivors of Oceanic Flight 815. Can you get a fix on our location?
Sit
Hello? It's me. Whoa, wait, don't hang up, please. I know what you said, I just need to see you. Please. Yeah, out at the airport. You know where. Thank you.
saw you on the news. Still pulling people out of burning wreckage, huh?
Old habits.
You look terrible.
Thanks.
Why did you call me, Jack?
Hoping that you'd heard, that maybe you'd go to the funeral.
Why would I go to the funeral?
Been flying a lot.
What?
Yeah, the golden pass that they gave us. I've been using it. Every Friday night, I fly from L.A. to Tokyo or Singapore or Sydney. And then I get off and I have a drink and then I fly home.
Why?
Because I want it to crash, Kate. I don't care about anybody else on board. Every little bump we hit or turbulence, I mean, I actually close my eyes and I pray that I can get back.
This is not gonna change.
No, I'm sick of lying.
I have to go. He's gonna be wondering where I am.
We're not supposed to leave.
Yes, we were.
We have to go back, Kate. We have to go back!